文。
You guys know this verse here?
大家知道这节。
Yeah, this kind of captures the gist of this morning's message.
这是反映。
Now, for some time, we've been taking our Sundays, the second Sunday of the month, to walk through the Gospel of Mark.
最近我们一直都是在看马可福音。
To hear for ourselves freshly the message and the gospel of Jesus the Christ.
让我们再一次听。
And we've chosen this gospel because we want to get more familiar with who Jesus is.
我们选这卷的福音，来帮助大家，我们更多的认识耶稣是谁。
What he came to do.And what it really means to follow him.
然后跟从耶稣究竟意味着什么
And this is really the primary focus that God has given the church.
这是神给教会主要他们要关注的
To make much of Jesus.
来更多的得着耶稣
To clearly understand his message.
更多认识他的信息
To the point that it actually changes us.
好使我们能得到改变。
Changes our lives, changes the lives of those around us.
改变我们的生命，改变我们周遭的人。
As we learn the deeper significance of the gospel.
让我们更多的认识福音的意义。
And how to live that gospel out in our day-to-day lives.
在我们每日的生活当中
But many of us, we have our own ideas about what it means to be a Christian.
我们很多时候对基督徒是怎样的，我们有自己的想法。
And over time, we start to listen to others and gradually form our own opinions about who Jesus is.
有时候我们是听别人怎样讲，慢慢的我们也形成自己的观念。
And not only who he is, but what he's called us to do.
不仅耶稣是谁，也包括他呼召我们要做什么
？And the problem is that we are so fallible.
但问题就是说我们这个人太容易出错了。
And if we're honest, easily misled.
我们也很容易就被误导。
And many of us, I think, deep down inside, there's something about the prosperity gospel that's attractive to us.
然后今天也有各种的陷阱，包括所谓的繁荣神学。
And there are days where we feel like, yeah, I like that message.
当我们听见那些的时候，我们觉得说，哎呀，我们的心觉得说，哎，这个好。
Tell me more about my best life now.
我想更多知道我今生怎么过得好。
And usually what that means is a life of material blessings.
通常那些都是意味着那些物质上的祝福。
And dreams that come from our heart that are very me-centered.
我们心中的梦想都是以自我为中心的。
And I think sometimes our thinking sounds a little bit like this.
有的时候我们的想法就是这样。
God, I really don't know what you want.
我不知道你想要的究竟是什么。
But I just want you to bless what I want.
神，我就是想让你来祝福我心中要的。
And over time we come to kind of negotiate in our communication with God.
有很多时候我们与神的交通好像是在做一个交易。
And sometimes our prayers sound like this.
有的时候我们祷告就好像下面这样。
Here's what I've been thinking, God.
神我想的就是这样。
Just give me good health, a little wealth, maybe a spouse. Yeah.
给我健康，给我财富，给我好的配偶。
A good job. Yeah.
给我好工作。
And I will love you and I will follow you in the way that suits me.
我就会爱你跟从你就是照我适合我的方式。
And because I have decided to honor you, Lord, by becoming a Christian,
我决定说我就这样做一个基督徒来荣耀你。
I really expect my life to be better than the next person's.
所以既然我这样做了我就期待说我的生活要比我旁边的人要好。
What I mean is, Lord, I want a life where, you know, I'm not sick, not too sick.
我不要我的生活中有疾病。
Where I'm not unemployed or broke.
我不想失业，也不想破产。
In debt or unhappy.
我不想负债，我不想忧愁。
And if there have to be trials and hardships, Lord, could we keep them to a minimum?
如果这些试炼是不可免的，请越短越好。
Thanks, Lord. I knew you would understand.
神啊，我知道你会理解我这些想法。
And we're laughing at this, but sometimes I think some of our prayers are a little bit like this.
尽管说这些好像觉得有些好笑，但有时候我们祷告的时候，我们心中确实是这样想的。
And I think it's only human to think this way at times.
人就是有时候就是我会有这样的想法。
I know there are times and seasons where deep down I want this kind of life too, a comfortable life.
我知道有时候在我内心深处我们都会希望有这样舒适的生活。
But today's text is going to challenge us.
但今天的神的话要挑战我们。
And we're going to learn that kind of vision of the Christian life conflicts with what Jesus is doing and teaching on.
我们知道说对基督徒生活那样的认识是和耶稣他所行所教训的相左的。
It conflicts with the path and the journey that he's taking us on.
这与耶稣所带领我们要所行过的路径是相矛盾的。
Now you may recall from last month, the following text.
也许我们还记得上个月的经文。
And I think I'll just skip the quiz questions. Okay. I had a couple questions, but I think I'll just skip them.
今天我就不考大家了。
And I don't know if you remember last time, here's the title of our message, but last time as we were finishing up, we were focusing on this particular text.
上次我们在看27节开始。
Last time we were in Mark, God had revealed to Peter and his disciples who Jesus really was.
神向彼得来启示耶稣究竟是谁。
Okay, sorry about that. And I don't know if you remember it, but there was kind of like a revealing that God gave Peter.
那是神给彼得的启示。
And it seems like finally, you know, the 12 were beginning to really fully grasp, or at least initially grasp, just who Jesus was.
好像最终12个门徒里他们开始对耶稣是谁有了那么一点的领会。
And this was like a turning point in Jesus' ministry.
这好像是耶稣事工的一个转折点。
Even though most other people still saw Jesus, mostly as a great teacher and prophet.
尽管大多数人看耶稣仍然只是一位伟大的教师或者是先知。
Sorry, but we discovered that the disciples were being touched by the Spirit of God.
但是我们看见门徒们他们受圣灵的感动。
And they were beginning to see truly who he is.
他们看见了一点耶稣是谁。
That Jesus really is the Christ, the promised King.
耶稣是基督是那位所应许的王。
And here he is now among us.
现在他在我们的中间。
Bringing to fulfillment all that the prophets had foretold.
成就先知一切所预言的。
The only problem is they don't really understand what it means that Jesus is the promised king.
但是门徒仍然不完全认识说耶稣就是那位将要来的王，这是什么意思？
Or how Jesus is going about ushering in this thing called the kingdom of God.
耶稣要帮助他们明白神的国度究竟是什么意思。
It's kind of like upside down to everything they expected.
这是对于他们来说，对于门徒的认识来说，这完全是颠覆性的。
So that's the background as we begin today's sermon.
这是我们今天信息的背景。
Let's continue today, and would you read with me in English the text? And I hope I can.
我们一同读英文的经文。
Oh, I think it's this one that goes back, right? Good. Let's read it together.
我们一起读英文。
He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things.And be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. And since we've already read this text in Chinese, we'll just continue, okay? Let's take a closer look today at this particular passage, beginning in verse 31.
让我们开始看31节。
We see that Jesus is called the Son of Man.
耶稣称为人子。
And this is a title that we find in Daniel's prophecy.
这是我们在但以理预言中所听见的。
And Mark is employing this title to convey that Jesus is that promised Messiah.
马可用这个称呼来告诉我们说，耶稣就是那位所应许的弥赛亚。
But his followers are initially at least confused about how God is going to go about fulfilling all these things.
但是门徒们不太明白说这件事是如何成就的。
And how this promised reign of peace and blessing is going to unfold.
这个应许这个祝福是怎样来展开的。
So John gives us an example after the feeding of the 5,000 in his gospel.
喂饱五千人之后，约翰给我们一个例子。
And I don't know if you remember this particular what happened right after the feeding of the 5,000 or not.
我不知道你们记不记得，当主要是喂饱五千人之后发生了什么。
But apparently the crowd is so impressed with this miracle that Jesus has done that they want to force him to become their king.
那些众人因为他们惊奇耶稣所做的，所以他们要起来强逼耶稣做王。
They're ready for political liberation from Rome.
他们希望耶稣好像做一个政治性的王，来解救他们脱离罗马的统治。
And for their king to usher in the restoration of their nation.
好叫这个以色列国能够复兴。
And this is the expectation. This is kind of like you might call them our ways. You know, the way of man.
这就是以色列那些群众他们的愿望，或者我们可以说这个就叫做人的意思。
We see John highlighting this in verses 14 to 15 of John chapter 6.
我们看到约翰福音六章十四节十五节。
Where we see that they intended to come and make him king by force.
所以他们看见耶稣所行的，他们要起来强逼耶稣做王。
But Jesus shocks them.
但是耶稣的反应叫他们惊奇。
By using bad words.
好像耶稣说的话好像不善。
Words that we don't like to hear.
是我们不想听到的。
Like suffering.
好像说这里说到受苦。
Rejection.
拒弃绝。
Death.
被杀死亡。
Can you imagine how that must have impacted the 12 when they heard that?
你们知道说这个当十二个门徒听见这个对他们有什么影响？
Jesus began to teach them that he must suffer.
耶稣就教训他们说人子必须受许多的苦。
We see that in verse 31, right?
这是31节。Yeah.
He will be rejected by the elders.
被长老拒绝弃绝。
He will be rejected by the chief priest.
被祭司长弃绝。
He will be rejected by the scribes.
被文士弃绝。
Right? He will be killed.
并且被杀。
That's pretty sobering news.
这个真是一个不好的消息。
When you hear your leader and the one who you've just recognized as Messiah break the news in such a manner, wow, you know, that just takes the wind out of the room.
你刚开始认定说这位是我们的领袖，是我们的弥赛亚。然后就听见这样一个消息。
And then Jesus adds how thereafter he would be resurrected.
然后耶稣说他要过三天复活。
That after 3 days he would rise from the dead.
三天后要从死里复活。
Jesus taught all these things, Mark tells us, plainly.
耶稣这是明明的对他们这样讲。
But, like a lot of people today, his disciples could not hear what Jesus was saying.
但这些话他的门徒听不进去。
And that part about the resurrection, it just went right over their heads.
好像关于这复活的话在他们就是像耳旁风过去了。
I was wondering how to translate that.
Chinese literally means the wind blows through the air.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, Mark emphasizing that Jesus spoke plainly about this.
耶稣对他们是明明的说。
And like today, most of his disciples could not hear it.
但是门徒听不进去。
What? Suffering?
为何要受苦?
Rejection from the religious leaders of our community?
被宗教领袖要弃绝。
Death?
还要死亡。
No, 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 Lord.
绝不，主啊，绝对不要这样。
You're the Christ.
你是基督。
Right? It seems their notion of the Christ was like many believers' notion of what it means to follow Christ today.
他们所想的就是和今天许多想要跟随基督的人所想的一样。
Lord, tell us about blessing and glory.
告诉我们祝福的事，告诉我们荣耀的事。
Not a cross.
不要讲十字架。
So Peter took Jesus aside.
所以彼得就把耶稣拉到一旁。
Right? To take Jesus to task. I don't know if you know what that means in English. To take someone to task is to address a problem that you have with them. So to take them to task and talk some sense into Jesus, kind of straighten them out.
好像就是说这个用语今天就是把人拉到一旁来私下解决一个问题。
Right. And so, you know, he's going to plead with Jesus like, Jesus, what are you talking about?
他就在那里恳求耶稣你不知道你在讲什么。
And so Peter began to rebuke Jesus.
甚至他在那里责备耶稣。
Wow. He couldn't accept what he was hearing from Jesus.
他不能接受耶稣所讲的。
I think we do this, right? I can't accept that.
我们就用这个手势来表达说我们拒绝这样的事。
Rejection, suffering, death. No, this does not fit my vision of Christ and his kingdom.
这些弃绝、这些受苦、这些死亡不符合我对基督和国度的认识。
For heaven's sake, you're the Messiah.
你到底你是弥赛亚。
I thought you're coming back to clean house and set things right.
你一回来就是万事复兴，一切都变好了。
And Matthew's gospel gives us a picture of it in a parallel version. Said, "Never, Lord," he said, "never. This shall never happen to you."
我们知道说在马太福音里有这个平行的经文彼得说这事万不可临到你身上。
Wow, sound familiar?
听起来有点熟悉吗？
Sounds a little bit like me sometimes when I'm frustrated or confused about what God's doing.
有时候我也是对神所行的感到困惑。
Yeah, Lord, please, not suffering.
主啊，不要有这些受苦。
I mean, if we're honest, sometimes this is the way we respond to God.
如果我们诚实的话，我们知道说我们有时候向着神就是这样祷告的。
So let's see what Jesus thinks and how he responds to Peter in his well-intentioned outburst.
我们来看主耶稣他怎样的回应彼得。
Okay, here's what we read in verse 33. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. He said, "Get behind me, Satan," Jesus said. "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men."
耶稣转过来看着门徒就责备彼得说撒旦退我后边去吧因为你不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思。
So Jesus hears Peter's rebuke.
耶稣听见彼得的责备。
And he looks around to see that Peter's outburst seems to be echoing with the sentiments of the other 11 disciples.
他看见说其他的门徒好像也是都赞同。
And so Jesus says, "Oh, yeah, you're right, guys."
他就说，哦，是。
What was I thinking?
在到底在想什么
？Suffering, rejection, death. No.
这些受苦、弃绝、死亡，怎么能这样
？Hey, I'm the man. I'm the son of man.
我是人子啊。
I'm the one coming to clean up all this mess.
我来就是要把这些都除掉的。
Is that what Jesus said?
你知道耶稣怎样回答
？No. You know, I'm joking, right? Right. Let's just say the things of God and the ways of Jesus are clearly countercultural to many people these days.
我们知道说耶稣和神国的道路和我们的文化。是完全相悖的。
And so Jesus perceives another spirit that has been at work among his followers.
耶稣能够觉察到在他们当中有另一个灵在做工。
And it's none other than Satan himself.
乃是从撒旦自己来的。
And so Jesus addresses the deceiver while looking at Peter, who would just, I think, vocalize the sentiments of all who want God's kingdom on their terms.
所以耶稣转过来责备彼得的时候，指出就是指出在他们当中那个撒旦的灵要抵挡神的国。
Right. And hearing Peter's rebuke, seeing his disciples waver, and sensing Satan's influence, let's see what happens.
当耶稣听见彼得的责备，看见其他的门徒也在那里摇摆，所以他就感受到撒旦在他们身上的影响。
Jesus rebukes Peter.
主就责备彼得。
Right, yeah. While addressing Satan and his subversive work.
但是他是向着彼得背后的那位撒旦来说话。
Get behind me, he says to Satan.
主对撒旦说，撒旦推我后边去吧。
So what does Jesus mean by that?
这什么意思？
Well, I think is he talking to Peter or is he talking to Satan?
主是在对撒旦说话还是在对彼得说话？
Maybe both.
也许都有
right? To Satan, Jesus likely means, "Hey, get out of my way."
也许主是耶稣是在对撒旦说不要挡我的路。
Yet to Peter, he doesn't mean like get out of my sight.
但是他对彼得，他也许是说
he doesn't mean.
他的意思并不，也许并不是对彼得在说。不要在我眼前，从我眼前消失。
Maybe it's more like your place is not to tell me what to do, Peter.
也许他对彼得意思说，并不是由你来告诉我我该怎么做。
Your place is to follow me.
你的责任就是来跟从我。
So get in line and get behind me.
所以你就转到我的后边来跟从。
You need to understand that I am following God's will.
你要知道说我们是。跟随神的旨意。
So I like the way that was phrased by a commentator named Steve Wilmhurst.
我喜欢这位解经家 Steve 他所写的。
Yeah. So why did Jesus react so strongly and rebuke Peter in that manner?
为什么耶稣的反应这么强烈？为什么他要责备彼得
？Remember now, Jesus had just praised him for recognizing that he was the Christ.
不久前，耶稣好像。称赞过彼得，他能够认出耶稣是基督。
And not a minute later, Jesus is rebuking him.
好像过了不久，现在又开始责备彼得。
And so, why such a strong reaction from Jesus?
为什么耶稣的反应如此强烈
？I mean, besides, you know, Peter unwittingly buying into this sentiment that Satan was stirring up among the 12.
因为彼得他好像受了撒旦的影响，也叫十二个门徒也这么想。
I think because Peter's mind, Peter's thinking was confined to human concerns, human perspectives.
因为彼得的心思意念都集中在人的所思所想。
Right? He was unconsciously preoccupied with mere human sentiments.
他不自觉的都完全是以人的意思为中心。
Not concerned, not conscious really of the things or ways of God.
就没有去体会神的意思。
And unfortunately, a lot of people are in that camp.
很不幸，今天很多人也都是这样。
Right? Note how Matthew records this same scene that Mark's been talking about.
马太也这样的记载。
Here we find, you are a stumbling block to me, he says to Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men.
在马太福音十六章那里记载说，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
It's like Jesus is reproving the spirit of the age.
耶稣就点出了这个时代的灵。
You're a stumbling block.
你是绊我脚的。
Don't tempt me with such self-serving sentiments.
不要把这种自我中心的情绪。摆在外面。
Appealing merely to the desires of human flesh.
只顺从肉体的意思。
Longing only for the ways of man.
只想人的自己的路。
Right? The ways of man, you know, like the things that we're preoccupied with, glory and honor and ease.
我们心中想的所想的是自己这些荣耀尊贵舒适。
Yeah, I'm really guilty here.
我在这世上是同样有罪的。
Because I'm one of these people, I really want things to go smoothly.
但 我想自己的时候也是希望凡事平顺。
I fight it all the time. I know it's wrong, but I just being honest with you, I fight the desire. I want things to go smoothly.
我也知道这是不对的，但是我要向你们很诚实，就是说我自己经常要挣扎，要和这个想要平顺的意念来搏斗。
As if I was the principal actor in this play of life.
我们就是在我们的生命当中，这是一个主要的战斗。
And I think it's similar to what we see John talk about in his letter, 1 John.
在约翰一书那里，约翰也这样写。
He says, everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
我们知道那些世上的是肉体的情欲眼目的情欲今生的骄傲这些都是从不是从父来的而是从世界来的。
So the problem is our perspective.
这就是我们看怎样来看待事物。
And our expectations are unconsciously conditioned more than we realize by the world.
我们不自觉我们没有意识到我们所想的都是从世界来的。
By the spirit of this age.
都是这个今生的灵。
Which are constantly kind of subverting what Jesus is doing in our life.
好像这是在抵挡耶稣要在我们生命中所做的。
Right, which lure us kind of away from the voice of the Spirit of God.
要引诱我们离开神的圣灵在我们心中所说的声音。
I think Paul said it this way.
保罗这样讲。
He says, those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires.
因为那些属肉体的就体贴世上的事那些属灵的人就体贴圣灵的意思。
Right, there's a big difference between the two.
这两者差别巨大。
So that's why Jesus responds so straightforward.
所以耶稣就直截了当的回答。
He says, get behind me, Satan.
他说推我后面去吧。
You do not have in mind the things of God.
因为你不体贴神的意思。
Right.So, what are the things that come from the Spirit of God?
神的灵来的意思怎样?
The things that God desires in our lives?
是神在我们生命中所要的。
Can you think of any?
你可以想到哪一些呢?
What are some of the things you think that are the things of God?
有哪一些是神的意思?
What would you list?
你可以列出一点来吗?
I listed just a couple. This was not an exhaustive list.
这不是一个我列了一些，这不是说全部，只是其中一些。
That we recognize that this is my Father's world.
让我们来看，这是天父的世界。
And the primary being in our life is really life is mostly and first and foremost about Him.
我们生命的全部首要的就是神自己。
That He's Creator, that He's Lord, that He is King over all.
他是创造者，他是主，他是王。
And I have to remind myself of that when I wake up in the morning.
每天早上我醒过来，我就要这样提醒自己。
I don't wait until evening. It's too late.
不要到晚上再这样做，那已经太晚了。
And so there's different prayers that the church has prayed for years that help focus and orient you to the central truth of life that He is King.
所以教会的教导就是要我们经常提醒自己所以我们的信心最重要所信的最重要的就是他是王。
That Jesus is Lord.
他是主。
Right, that's the first. That we be reconciled to God.
那我们要与神和好。
This is another one of the things of God.
这是神的意思。
That God is busy putting things right and that we can join Him in that.
神把一切都变为美好要我们跟从他。
And so kind of fulfill our God-given roles as His stewards on the earth.
让我们要做神的事的好管家。
That we learn to work with God.
要与神同工。
Right, as His image bearers.
我们身上要承担神的形象。
Where we learn to fulfill the plan of God in God's ways.
我们要完成神的计划要 按照神的方法。
Joining the Spirit wherever the Spirit is working.
要在聚集在灵所工作的地方。
Reconciling, restoring broken lives.
我们要与神和好修复我们破碎的生活。
And that we embrace His will.
我们要拥抱神的旨意。
Which sometimes includes testings.
有时候有试炼。
A cross.
有十架。
Sometimes persecution.
有时候有逼迫
perhaps even death,
甚至死亡
not a life of ease,
这样的生活并不容易
right? So these are, I think, you could disagree with me, that's fine. I'm sure we could put many other things on that list.
也许你并不完全同意没关系、这个单子上还有其他很多
But I think the Spirit wants us to see that working with God in this way is not easy.
我想这个圣灵要启示我们要这样的跟从神并不容易。
Right? That's why Jesus taught us to pray.
所以主耶稣要这样教导我们祷告。
Say it with me. Your kingdom come. Your will be done here on earth as in heaven.
愿你的国度降临愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
And that's a good prayer to pray every day.
这是一个我们每天都应该这样祷告的。
Right? Your will be done.
你的旨意成就。
Lord, your kingdom come.
你的国降临。
Right? These are the things of God, right? What about the things of man?
刚才所说的这些都是神的意思。那么人的意思怎样呢？
就是相反的。Right? It's seeking our own glory, our own power, our own kingdom.
就是跟神相反，就是寻求我们自己的荣耀、尊贵、能力。
So you have the things of man and the things of God.
这就一边是人的意思，一边是神的意思。
Right? There's a big distinction here. So Jesus taught us to pray the following.
所以主耶稣这样来教导我们祷告。
Read it with me. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Here it is. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.Forever.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，直到永远。阿门。
So as I do prayer walk in my, I get out and walk in the evening in my neighborhood. I oftentimes as I go from house to house, just out, you know, walking in front of houses down my street, I'm praying the Lord's prayer. I'm praying in a very personal way.
有时候我傍晚的时候我散步，就是围绕着我所住的这些小区。那经过一幢幢的房子，我就为他们祷告。那我就用主导文来为他们祷告，是一个很个人的祷告。
How do you know it was at 傍晚的时候 ？That's right. It is at that time.
Subconscious.
Or maybe I've talked about it before. I don't know. So what are the insights as we prepare to close? What are the insights and application we draw from this today?
我们从今天我们所能够看见和应用当中我们能得到什么
Okay, maybe two or three things. A, the way of Christ goes over today like it went over with Peter. Do you understand? I'm using a 很口语的说法、Go over, doesn't go over very well. Okay.
Yeah, 我们看见耶稣的道路、这里有受苦有弃绝有死亡。
Yeah.Humiliation, suffering, rejection, and death. No, we don't want that.
今天就向着彼得说了这些话。
Right. Many believers cannot accept the cross of Christ.
很多相信的人，他们不接受耶稣的十架。
Right. Let's just be honest. They don't want to hear anything about that.
如果我们诚实的话，我们知道说很多人不愿意听这样的信息。
So I met a girl that.Used to come here to this church. She just visited a couple of times, but she was, I was listening. We got caught up and I learned, she's really, really likes the prosperity gospel, you know? Yeah.
我在这个教会遇到一个女孩，她来过几次。那跟她谈话的时候，我就意识到她很喜欢这种繁荣神学。
Is that what you call it? 繁荣神学。Okay,
成功神学。
Okay. All right. Yeah. There's a lot of believers who, you know, that's what they want to hear.
许多信徒他们都愿意听这样的这样的话。
If you want to talk about the cross,
如果 你讲十架，他们就拒绝。
Right? Like the 12, we cannot seem to hear or conceive of the resurrection if we have rejected the message of the cross.
就像这十二个门徒，我们就听不见或者感受不到那个复活。如果我们拒绝了耶稣的话，那下面关于复活我们就听不进去。
Just like the 12.
十二个门徒就是这样。
Jesus led by talking about the suffering, the hardships, the cross, and they didn't even hear what he said about the resurrection.
当耶稣说到受苦弃绝，说到十架，他们下面的复活就听不见了。
I think it's that way today.
今天也是这样。
Yeah. Even if you talk about the cross, even if you mention the resurrection, they don't hear it.
当你说到十架，然后再说到复活，对于他们来说就从耳边而过。
So that's the point. It seems that people cannot hear about the reality of new life in Christ if they reject the message of the cross.
如果我们拒绝十架的信息，我们就听不见那个基督里的新生命。
Paul talks about it. Here's one of the most well-known passages in Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
保罗最著名的话在罗马书第六章。
Where Paul is talking about the significance of how baptism pictures these things.
保罗说到我们的受浸就是这样的一幅图画。
Where we are buried with him by baptism into death.
我们与基督一同埋葬受洗归入死。
Yeah, yeah. In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
就像基督借父的荣耀一同从死里复活，好叫我们有生命的新样。
Right. Thirdly.
第三个。
Jesus still rebukes those who are Satan's mouthpiece when they or when we undermine the cross of Christ.
当我们在那里贬低耶稣的十架的时候，耶稣责备我们就被撒旦用作撒旦的口。
Or whenever we refuse to accept God's ways.
当我们拒绝神的道路。
With minds that are way too preoccupied with our worldly comforts.
当我们的心思意念都在这个世界上的舒服。
Last point.
最后一点。
It seems one can have received God's revelation, acknowledging and confessing Jesus is the Christ, and still not be a faithful follower of Christ.
看起来说，一个人可能他领受了神的启示，也承认说耶稣是基督，但是仍旧还不是一个忠心跟随耶稣的人。
So the 12 before Jesus went to the cross had not yet grasped this.
这十二个门徒在耶稣上十字架之前，他们并没有完全明白。
They forsook Jesus.
他们弃绝了耶稣。
Scattered.
他们就四散逃走了。
It was only later, through the work of God's grace and the Spirit of God, that they began to wake up to these realities.
后来是因着神的恩典，因着圣灵的工作，他们才醒悟过来。
Right. And so when we think about these ways or these things of God, verses like this come to mind.
当我们思想说神的意思，那条道路，我们可以想到以下这一些。
The Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for many.
人子来乃是要舍命做多人的赎价。
The Christ suffered once for sins that he might bring us to God.
耶稣为罪受苦只有一次。是义的代替这不义的。
That's the second one, 1 Peter, right? Yeah,
这是彼得前书第三章。
Yeah, yeah. So here's a summary in closing of the whole message.
最后我们有点总结。
Today's episode shows us that like the 12, one can believe and confess that Jesus is the Christ, but not understand what that means.
所以说这个今天这一章圣经可以帮助我们来知道说，就像十二个门徒一样，在耶稣的十架和复活面前，人可以说他看见承认耶稣是基督，但仍然不理解。
Right. In the church today, there are many people who profess to believe the gospel.
教会可以叫许多人，他们承认，也宣告说接受这福音。
But like the 12 before Jesus went to the cross, they aren't sure that they want this promised kingdom or king if it means blood, sweat, and tears.
从十二门徒身上，我们也知道说，这许多接受的人，他们其实很难接受神的国度需要有这些眼泪，需要流血，需要牺牲。
But as we read on into the book of Acts, thankfully through the Spirit's help, most of the 12 would faithfully follow the resurrected Lord.
感谢神，当我们读使徒行传的时候，我们知道说后来借着圣灵的帮助，这十二个门徒当中，他们多数大多都跟随了神。
And eventually they would fully understand that only through Christ's life, His death, and His resurrection would new life be possible.
他们能够体会到只有借着耶稣的死、受死、复活和他的和圣灵，我们才可以有新生命。
So what about us?
那我们是怎样？
Yeah.Will we ultimately choose the things of man or the things of God?
我们会体贴人的意思还是神的意思？
Like the apostles Paul and Barnabas, we read in Acts chapter 14, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God.
保罗在那里坚固门徒鼓励他们信心坚固，并且说我们要进神国必须经历许多苦难。
Yeah, that's the gospel truth.
那是真理的福音。
So, which choice will I make? What choice will you make?
我会怎么选？你又会怎么选？
Yeah. Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, give us grace.
父啊，给我们恩典。
Messages like this are needful, but also so challenging.
我们需要这样的信息，但是这又给我们那么大的挑战。
Help us to keep leaning in.
帮助我们的心向着你。
And help us to discern the prosperity gospel from the true gospel of the kingdom.
让我们学会分辨那成功神学和真正神国度的福音。
The gospel of the Christ.
让我们听见十字架的福音。
Help us to reflect on that, to revisit that daily.
让我们每一天都回到那个福音里。
Let that be the thing that inspires us.
让主的话激励我们。
May your blessing be on this congregation.
愿你祝福我们所有在这里。
May you empower us and carry us even when we're stumbling, even when we're faltering.
虽然有的时候我们软弱半跌，主啊，你帮助我们。
You are our strength.
你是我们的力量。
Our help.
你是我们的帮助。
Our salvation.
你是我们的拯救。
We commit our lives freshly to you once again today.
我们把我们自己的生命再一次献上。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.